Perhaps it's when Vic Rigsby picks up the fiddle that you can best hear how he has blended the sound of the old with some new ideas. It's because he has such a blend in his playing that I would describe his fiddling as bluegrass rather than old-timey. Let me set the stage for you. Vic and I were judges together at the Indiana State Fair Fiddle Contest, and after hearing a number of renditions of the Orange Blossom Special and Listen to the Mockingbird, we started talking about some of the good older tunes that weren't played much anymore, at least at fiddle contests or bluegrass festivals. Then, when I went to visit Vic, he was ready to give me a sampling of such older pieces, but just about all of them he'd touched up a bit with some hot licks. Yet, like some of the great old fiddlers from the past, like Luther Strong of Kentucky, who recorded for the Archives of American Folk Song at the Library of Congress 40 years ago, Vic got a complete sound out of a solo fiddle. The spirit he plays with is the same as those old Kentucky fiddlers, but there's a difference. The older solo fiddlers played open drone strings along with the melody, which was noted on another string. Vic, on the other hand, primarily uses double stops, which are common in bluegrass. That is, he plays two different notes together, fingered on two separate strings, and this gives his fiddling the sound of twin fiddles.
Now, let's see. I'll do you a couple in D here, some that nobody plays anymore. Like the old Mississippi Sawyers is one of my favorite tunes. Sometimes I get carried away and get a little too fast to get the beauty in some of these. January was done in D, too. Now, if you play this for someone, he'd call it the Battle of New Orleans, but the tune is the 8th of January. Some of the simple tunes, and everybody thinks they're easy to play. It's like, to me, if I wanted somebody to play a fiddle for me, I want to hear Turkey in the Straw or the Arkansas Traveler. Now, the Arkansas Traveler is a great tune if you get down there and put some two-part harmony in it, but you got to add a little to it, so this is the way I like to hear it. Thank you. If there's any mistakes on you, they're mine. They're not the fiddle's. Another one is the turkey and the straw. Of course, I do that in G. But I like to use that the old shuffle on it. Now, I tried for about 20 years to play fiddle, and I couldn't get what I wanted to hear. And then I run up on a little guy from West Virginia by the name of Lou Prophet. And he destroyed me, man. It was like a lot of banjo pickers when they ran on to Scruggs.
Mm-hmm. Where'd you find him?
When I used to play down in Washington, D.C. with some of the people from down there, you know, Jimmy Dean's outfit and Roy Clark and those guys, we all used to come from that area. I lived down there for 9 years. But anyway, your turkey in the straw. That's one of my favorites. But one that I like just as well is one called Bill Cheatham. I should have played you a few that you weren't familiar with, but a little bit of Bill Cheatham. Touched a fiddle, I don't suppose, in 30 years.
Yeah. Did you learn from him originally, or you pretty much learned on your own?
Well, I didn't really learn anything hardly from Dad. He bought, I got a hold of a mandolin about 1935, and he taught me how to play a couple of tunes on that. And then a man said that if I would play some for him, that he would give me this old fiddle. So in 1936, he gave me a fiddle. And, of course, it was so closely related to the mandolin, and Dad fixed it up for me and glued it up, and we sent off to Sears and Roebuck and paid a quarter for a set of strings and some bow hair. And I used that fiddle for several years, and I was so crazy about it, and I didn't realize that it was practically worthless, you know. And this is so disappointing when you love an instrument all your life and find out that it's no good. This was down in Kentucky. A man had been killed that owned the fiddle. The day that President Harding was elected, they had kind of a little feud down there, and this guy got shot. A couple people shot each other. So the fiddle came to me then later on, you know, in 1936 is when I got it. And that's when I started playing fiddle. It's been my favorite instrument. But I don't play it often enough to be smooth like I want, basically. There's a tune that nobody likes to play very much because it's kind of hard. Yeah. I spent a lot of time working on it. I still don't have it maybe like I wanted, but it's called Katie Hill. Mm-hmm.
called Sally Johnson?
Yeah, some people call it. If you use the E minor, which I throw that in sometimes. See, if you put an E minor in it, which I do the E minor too. I throw the E minor in it just for flavor sometimes right here. That's not an easy tune. That part, Paul Warren, Lester Flatt's fiddle player, helped me with that years ago. I was using the wrong fingering down here. You get yourself, you have to move your whole wrist down and use all your fingers down here to get it and pull out of it, see? Right. Then it's hard to get back. Yeah. After you finish your little part, it's hard to get back. Here's another one that nobody plays much anymore, and it's almost akin to Sally Gooden, and it's called Cotton Eyed Joe. Atmospheric conditions would interfere, and another station would kind of cut in, and you'd be hearing somebody on the Grand Ole Opry play that, and it would sound like this. Now, I'm going to put in the imperfections and the sound waves and the whole thing here now. For you is tunes that I've heard all my life. I mean, I'm 53 years old.
Yeah.
And, of course, there's so many good tunes that nobody plays anymore. Here's one nobody does anymore. It's called Cackling Hen. A man by the name of Almond Smith, I think, is the first person I heard play that, and that was about 1939.
Yeah, and that was after you'd moved up here.
That was when I moved to Indiana.
Did you see someone who lived around here?
He lived in down by Seymour, Indiana.
Thank you. Vic Rigsby has gone a little farther in music than his father Henry did. Vic has played professionally for some time. Henry only played at home for his own enjoyment. Vic does that too, but he's had the opportunity to play out in public with a number of bands. I believe he got his start in the early 50s when he lived in Washington, D.C., where there was a strong country music scene because of the great number of Southerners who were living in that area. Then in 1954, Vic moved back to Indiana to find work and eventually brought his family here. He started playing country music with Toad Bradley, a musician from near Wabash. Then he hooked up with Ray Kaiser and the Country Gentlemen, a Fort Wayne-based square dance band. He played with them until 1962, when he joined the Barrier Brothers, a bluegrass group from Tennessee that moved to the South Bend area. They were perhaps the first, and certainly the most popular, bluegrass band in northern Indiana. He played with them till about 1965, and since then he's fronted a number of bands of his own, the latest being Endangered Species. You can hear now Vic playing some of the more modern tunes from commercial country and bluegrass sources.
It was a real popular tune called Tragic Romance. It's real old, but Cowboy Copas had, let's say about 1948 or something, had a good recording of Tragic Romance, and several people have done it since that, but I heard it long before I ever heard of Cowboy Copas, but I don't know who did it originally. But it would go like this, and I always have to play it in two parts. It's easier for me to play it two than it is one. I like to play it twins is because the way I heard them do it on the record was with twin fiddles.
Yeah.
So I had to hear both parts, so I like to play them that way.
I'd like now to let you hear Vic Rigsby playing with the Bluegrass Band. The group is the Green Mountain Grass, which is led by his cousin Calvin Rigsby, who sings lead and plays rhythm guitar. Also in the group is Vic's wife Eleanor Rigsby. She plays the bass, and Vic plays the fiddle. You'll get to hear him kicking off this next number, a bluegrass classic called Roll in My Sweet Baby's Arms, and then a good old fiddle tune to close out this show, Cripple Creek.
Oh, I ain't a going to work on the railroad. I ain't a going to work on the phone. I lay around the shack, deal with my friends and friends. Then I'll roll in the sweet baby song. Roll in the sweet baby song. Roll in the sweet baby song. I lay around the shack, deal with my friends and friends. I'll roll in the sweet baby song. Walking the streets with another man, wouldn't even go my friend. Rolling in my sweet baby song, rolling in my sweet baby song. Now here I am, the shack, killing my friend. Now rolling in my sweet baby song.
That's it for today's Indiana Hoedown. I'd like to thank Vic and Henry Rigsby for helping out today. I'm Paul Tyler. I hope you'll join me again next week for more traditional music from the Hoosier State.
The preceding program was made possible by a grant from the Indiana Committee for the Humanities, in cooperation with the National Endowment for the Humanities, and with the support of the Indiana Arts Commission and the National Endowment for the Arts. Indiana Hoedown is produced through the facilities of radio station WIPU-FM.